AJR Bang, it's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. It was a lot of banging yesterday, a lot of loud noises. When you're in the back room of a bowling alley, even if it's only one lane being used on a tour, it's extremely noisy. And we learned that yesterday because that was the very first Adventures of Brian and Tricia, brought to you by Lindsay Alikna from Kentucky Farm Bureau. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. My ears, I can hear again this morning. Feeling good. It's because you're such a good bowler.
We didn't know. That very first one, you were like, go up there and throw a ball. We want to see how the machine works. I threw a strike. Freaked you guys out.
I know. Did he really just do that?
I worked in a bowling alley in college.
That means nothing.
I know how a back room of a bowling alley works. But I was clearly so excited to go see, because these are the same types of machines I used to work on. But it's been 30 years. There's been some advances in technology.
You were like a kid in a candy store.
Oh, my gosh.
So happy.
I've never seen him so excited.
Well, let's back up. Okay, so first of all, we get in the car yesterday.
Yes.
And we stop and get lunch. And then we are on our way. You
I
have no
idea.
Our
adventure at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay, we did. We kept going.
Yeah, we stopped there. And then after we got our lunch and we were like, okay, now you can go back to work. It was like, no, not really. So you put a mask on.
I did.
Your eyes.
Blindfolded.
And you did that willingly.
I did that willingly.
Yes.
And then we started thinking about cars that might be driving by and looking in. We kind of got a little scared. We called EPD and told them what we were doing.
And I'm in the back seat with her, so I'm taking selfies. I'm leaning over, taking selfies. She has no idea.
No,
I'm taking selfies with her while we're driving down the road.
It was an adventure. And then we get to the gate at Fort Knox.
You had kind of guessed along the way where we were going.
I could kind of tell because of how long it was taking us. And I might have had to text and email a couple times.
She kept pulling her mask off to text her husband.
Right.
It was a birthday.
Yeah.
My oldest was turning 12 yesterday. So
happy birthday
to Barrett. Yep, 12 years old. Big day. And so I kept texting, figuring out lunch for that special day. And Brian kept getting mad, but I could kind of tell. And then I kind of got concerned about how we were going to get through the gate. That was kind of an adventure.
Well, that was. So we have to go in the visitor center because then we kind of had to reveal to
what
you
we
while
doing.
We were there. So you have to go in the visitor center
well,
to get
number
a
one,
pass.
Number one, the guards will not let you bring a blindfolded person in
no.
and just be like, don't ask her questions.
Right.
Come find out.
Yeah. So we go in, and I have recently learned that my military ID was expired.
Whoops. Your fault.
So, yeah, well, it's not something I looked at, so I realized it, and it's been expired for several months, but we're not going to talk about that.
Trouble number one.
Uh-huh.
So I go in. I'm the first person of the four. There were five of us there. And so I...
There were four.
Jennifer was with us.
Uh-huh.
That's four.
And now that's three. I'm counting us three, and Jennifer drove. That's four people.
Whoa.
Okay, so I can't count. Whew. That wasn't live, was it? So,
yeah.
We can't rewind. No. Okay, so anyway, I get up there, and I tell the guy, the guard, I said, okay, I've realized that my pass has expired, and so I just want to get a visitor's pass until, and he says, okay, well, I'm going to have to keep this. I was like, my military ID is gone, and so it's fine. It's gone.
It was useless. It was expired.
I know, but it was so
weird.
But
he took it.
He did. I mean,
it still felt like it was yours.
Yeah.
Unapologetically, he was like, it's mine now. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we all go through. We get our passes.
Didn't take much time, and there were eight people in front of us.
Yeah.
I got a little concerned. Did you get a text like an hour later?
Yes.
So we actually tried to use the kiosk, but the kiosk was slowed down and it wasn't running at its normal speed, which normally you can get a pass and in and out real fast.
Yeah.
So we filled it out and it goes, all right, well, we'll text you later. An hour after we got back from Fort Knox, we all simultaneously got a text that goes, okay, come to the window. You can get your pass now.
No, good thing we didn't wait.
Been there, done that now.
But we got annual passes that were good for a full year.
Come to find out, keep that on you. I found out the hard way too. Mr. Sirius, he was not happy with me because I had sold a vehicle and then they had to like delete mine off the system, give me a new one. So I was trouble number two at the gate.
You had misplaced your pass.
Misplaced it.
And since you misplaced it, they were like, well, we can't give you a new one. Where's your old one? I don't know.
Yeah,
sold
they take
the
their jobs very serious.
And they have to, and we're glad for that.
Thankfully.
And for good reason. They do a great job up there, and we got through safely.
So that was the first adventure, was just the gate.
That was an adventure, I have to say.
So then we go to the bowling alley, and we've got some people there waiting for us. And one of them was Nick from MWR, and then his intern, which we realized is Colonel King's son.
Yeah.
Great young man.
Yes.
Yeah.
The garrison commander's son. So we go to the back and it was just so cool. It was really loud in the very back. But I just didn't know
Chris
what
was
to expect.
Great.
Yes.
Chris, come to find out, is my assistant's brother-in-law.
What?
Yeah.
Small world.
Small world. Chris has worked there for umpteen years.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you could tell. He knew the ins and outs of those machines. He knew what he was doing. He did a great job.
Yes.
He explained about pin rotation and how every 2 years they put all brand new pins in, and if they get damaged, they'll cycle them out. Showed us a broken pin.
That was neat.
Yeah.
And, you know, the wood casing with the, you know, the plastic over the top and all that. Yeah.
So it was neat to see how, you know, when the ball goes back and hits the pins and the ball goes one way, the pins get pushed to the back and the roller and then the system that puts the pins back up and resets them. That was pretty fascinating to me.
So then we took it to the next level.
Yes, because everybody should experience the shoes.
Trisha and I won't.
Well, besides the machines, what other thing do you have to have to bowl? You have to have a ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have shoes.
Yeah.
You have to have shoes. So we wanted to learn how they clean the shoes.
Yes. And that's good to know.
And we needed to know. And they showed us how to clean shoes, and then we wanted to experience it ourselves.
So we smelled them to make sure they were clean.
Them. Yeah. And they were.
They were.
I mean, want to point out, I did not smell any shoes. You two had your noses up in a pair of size 15s. Just
we take this serious.
And so do they, because their shoes did not smell bad at all.
No.
And they looked clean.
Three good sprays.
Yes. And so then we went through that process. And then we learned how they actually work on the bowling balls.
Yeah.
If they need to be plugged or, you know, they fit it to people's hands. Mm-hmm. And then they have scented balls that you can buy.
Who knew? Mm-hmm. That was the picture on social media yesterday where we were smelling the green bowling ball.
Yeah.
It was a scented ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's not normal for people to just go around smelling bowling balls.
No. So not normal.
Or so shoes.
We are a little weird, but not that weird.
The shoes may be a little normal. I don't know. But.
So what's your impression so far of the adventures of Brian and Trisha?
Well, I had anxiety, and then the weather kind of delayed, and we had to do a little, you know, maneuvering around, and we ended up at the bowling alley. So my anxiety was, like, really high, and then it was, like, nowhere because you all canceled it. And then it went up, like, to 10. And then we went to the bowling alley. It was great, though.
Yeah.
I thought it was wonderful to see all the things they offer. And then you learn that, I mean, anybody can go to that bowling alley.
Yes.
It's a beautiful facility. The food looked phenomenal. The people were great. So I think it's a good way to get out in the community and learn different things that people do, too.
And you said your family likes going to the Patent Museum a lot. You can make a whole day out of it.
We love it. I know you can.
You can go bowl. You can eat. You can go to the museum. You can do all that stuff.
That's right. So all right. Things to offer up there.
So about 2 weeks from now, we'll do another adventure of Brian and Trisha, brought to you by Lindsay Lichtner, Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. She has no idea what we have planned. We have several other adventures ready to go, and we'll be bringing you those throughout the summer.
It'll be all five of us, because
I'm
going to bring cardboard denim or something, because I think I was counting him.
We should bring denim.
We have had people ask if they can tag along. Like, seriously, people were contacted. It's like, that looks like a great time. Can I go with you guys?
See? We know how to have a good time.
We do.
And this is just about good old-fashioned fun and getting out in the community. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
We want to see how things work. So thank you for making this possible.
Hey, you're welcome.